This is File 65. This is Jean McMillan, and I'm interviewing Patty Stevens about the Summer Youth Program. She's going to talk about her portion of it. Today's date is October 30th, 2013, and we'll start with the family background. What is your name?
Pat Stevens.
And your birthplace?
Salisbury, Connecticut.
Sharon Hospital?
Sharon Hospital,
okay.
Yes. Sorry.
And your birth date?
January 10th, 1955.
And your parents' names?
George and Dolores Bushnell.
Do you have siblings?
I do.
And they are?
I have a brother, Fred Bushnell, younger brother, and I have an older sister, Linda Bushnell.
And what is your educational background? Did you go to Salisbury Central School?
I did go to Salisbury Central School, and then I went on to the high school, Housatonic Valley Regional, and then I went on to Berkshire Community College.
In Pittsfield?
In Pittsfield.
Excellent. Tell me what the Summer Youth Program is.
Okay, now it's a program that hires young students ages 14 and 15, mostly. We do take a few 16-year-olds, and it is a program that teaches students their first jobs and the ethics of working and the...
Just the general background of how to function in a job, their first job.
Oh, yeah, that's, yes, and how to function. So they learn the actual, I am lost for words.
They're learning about filling out forms, dressing properly, the expectations, that sort of thing?
Yes, okay. The expectations, yes.
When did you take it over?
I took it over in 1999.
And we are now in 2013, so you've been doing it for a number of years.
Correct.
Dave Beresdorfer was quite surprised that he'd been doing it for 17 years. when you give me the process of how does a student apply for this? Is there a letter home? Do you put an ad in the paper? How do you get applicants?
Okay. Basically, the same as if you were to apply for a job, it goes in the paper. Mm-hmm. We put it in the Lakeville Journal. That applications are available. They're available at several sites, the high school, the grammar school, and the town hall. And it's an application process very similar to if you're applying for a real job. Mm-hmm. They fill out the information, the type of job that they would prefer. Of course, we have several choices, mm-hmm. but we ask for their first choice, their second choice, and a third choice, because they don't necessarily always get their first choice in their job. So once they filled that out, signed it, mm-hmm. Then it gets returned and handed in by a deadline.
To you?
To me,
okay.
Yes. And then I actually go through them as I've received them and talk to the sites in which we have, and we do the placements together.
Do you do the placement alone, or is there a committee that makes the placement?
It is a placement between myself and the actual job sites.
Ah, and what are some of the job sites?
Some of the job sites are... down at the Grove, mm-hmm. working with Stacy in that group. The other is the Recreation Department. We have Salisbury Central School Maintenance. Mm-hmm. We have the Extras Program, which is a town program.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we've less places than we have in the past due to money, mm-hmm. because it's totally privately funded.
Yes.
And so those are some of the sites that we have.
Do you do the daycare center anymore?
We have not in the last couple of years.
How about the transfer station?
Transfer station we do still do, yes.
Appalachian Trail?
Appalachian Trail we have not done.
Okay, okay. Is there a waiting list?
Yes, I tend to always have a waiting list.
Oh, good. How many hours a week do the kids work?
20 hours a week.
And how many weeks does it run?
It runs approximately 5 to 6 weeks.
Do you have a general meeting with all of the kids together, or do you meet with each child individually to go over the application and where they're going for work?
Actually, I usually have 2 startup dates once they've been hired, which I do 2 because I know not everybody can always make mm-hmm. 1. Mm-hmm. So where they come and they actually fill out all the necessary, which is another step, all mm-hmm. the necessary paperwork like the W-4 forms, signing an agreement that they understand all the rules and regulations of the program, and that we're all on the same page and that they have committed to the amount of weeks that the program is mm-hmm. And that they will be available for those weeks. So, yes, we have 2 dates that I generally pick, sometimes 3, but usually 2, and we go over all the paperwork, all the rules and regulations.
And what would be some of the rules and regulations?
Well, it depends on the site. Different sites have different rules and regulations.
Makes sense. All right.
Like the Grove, mm-hmm. Of course, the simple things is you have to wear the proper footwear.
Yes.
Because you're working around machinery where there could be, you know, glass.
So you need safety shoes rather than flip-flops.
Flip-flops or barefooted.
Yeah, okay.
That's an example. The extras program, of course, you're working around children, so they tend to have a few different rules and regulations of how to interact with mm-hmm. children
right.
versus how to work machinery.
Or how to work with an adult.
Or how to work with an adult. They tend to have to know how to work with their supervisor adults as well as children. Mm-hmm. Which is definitely...
It's a skill.
It's a skill.
How many were in your program this year?
This year, I want to say I hired about 20, 23.
Yeah, that's about what we talked about.
Yeah.
And how much do they get paid an hour?
They get paid our minimum wage.
Which is?
Which this year is...
8 1/4?
8 1/4, yes.
Okay. And... Do you supervise, or do you supervise, and then there's an on-site supervisor?
There's the on-site supervisor, and I go around from site to site supervising to make sure they're showing up for work. So I basically observe and talk to the other manager on the site to just make sure that everything is running smoothly.
Do you collect the paychecks?
I collect the paychecks.
The pay slips.
Slips, yes.
And then how are they paid?
They are paid through the town of Salisbury.
So they get a check.
They get a check. Yep, Joe Cleveland does the payroll.
Okay. Are they paid every week? Or?
They're paid. It's a funny schedule. It kind of works around. It's usually basically every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Did you have any dropouts this year?
No, I did not have any dropouts. I don't.
Good.
As far as what do you mean by dropouts?
Well, kids that didn't fulfill their responsibilities and just left the program.
I did not have them this year. Wonderful. I have had in the past.
That happens.
It does.
That happens, but not often.
Yes.
If there's a problem, a complaint, or a personality conflict, how are those handled?
Those are handled by me, mm-hmm. And the site supervisor, and the person who's at the site tends to bring those issues to me. I sit down with the student. We discuss. Mm-hmm. We always give them another chance.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes, because this is a learning process.
Yes, it is.
And we all make mistakes. So we try to work it among the site manager, myself, and the student. And most of the time,
it works out well.
Most of the time. We have had an occasion where I've moved them to another site.
But that's reasonable.
Which is reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
It is.
Do you have an end of the session meeting with the kids to summarize what they've done, or do they just go off into the ether at the end of their...
Well, I try to meet with each one. I'll be honest, when the program ends, a lot of them go off on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I do do a review. It's always, I tell them that it's there with me if they want to discuss anything. I do try to sit down with them all and do a end of season review and just go over with them their strong points, maybe something they could work on next year, mm-hmm. and that I have it there in the future when they go to work elsewhere. I will have there if they want a recommendation.
So
from
you will
me.
Do a recommendation.
I have it on file. Yes.
Have you had any really positive feedback from the community or a parent about the child in placement?
Yes, I actually have had some.
Oh,
some
good.
I have. I've had several when the program, especially I hear the real praise at the end when their child has put money aside for a car, even though they're a little ways away from a car.
But it's a goal.
Or they're riding a bicycle. They're buying their own new bicycle. So I get, so they put it away for savings. So I do. I get that positive from the parents. And I also get, when we're trying to fund money or try to find money, a lot of them come through. Maybe it's little bits and pieces of money, but they say, you can't let this program die, Patty. This is such a worthwhile program.
My child
benefited from
so
it.
Much.
So much. So then that's year I say, I'm going to give it up this year and retire from it. And then when I get that from the parents, I go,
you can't.
I can't do it.
No, you
I
can't.
I have to try it one
more year.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody in training to take over from you?
I do not.
You've got to get somebody.
Yes, I do.
This has been going since the 70s, and so far there's been three directors, and I have to say, having interviewed all three of you, they are still passionate about this program.
Yeah, I am, yes.
And how unique it is to the community, that the community cares about their children.
Yes.
And they want their children to do well.
They do. Yes.
And this is such a wonderful, wonderful program. Is there any state funding involved with the program now?
No.
It's all privately funded?
It's all privately funded.
Are there any points that I haven't asked you about the Summer Youth Program that you'd want to add? Or have we covered the...
I think you covered with all your questions. I think you've covered pretty much everything. Other than I agree, the passion for this program and seeing these kids grow is amazing. Yeah, I mean, you have to really see where they start from, mm-hmm. especially if they've been in the program and have been fortunate enough to be in the program a few years, in their excitement mm-hmm. to come back and say, oh, can I work? I had one student said, I know I messed up a couple of times, but will you hire me next year? I really will do better. I mean, how do you?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
And I know that I told you I interviewed a 14-year-old that went through the program this year first. And I got 8 minutes. I got two, I'm not sure, I don't remember. One of the last questions was, would you do the program again? Oh, yes! I said, why? He said, because I liked my supervisors, I enjoyed the kids, I had a good time. And that's the best accolade you could have. And I thank you for giving me your time and your information, and you really better keep working at this.
Thank you.